Very valid question about why education was not mentioned in the fourth house, whereas we do see primary education in the fourth house. Because in the fifth house he is talking about paravidya, right? That spiritual knowledge. So he has mentioned it over there specifically. Their yantra mantra vidya is together that knowledge. Whereas the fourth house knowledge is not spiritual knowledge. It is a basic knowledge that you get, mundane knowledge, your schooling. So that is part of that mother and upbringing and all that. He is included so much into it.
Yeah.
So you have to read it definitely into that. Okay? So we will see, how many bhavas we can do. One or two more is by the time the eighth bhava will come. You all will completely collapse. And the rest of the bhavas will continue tomorrow morning. So no problem. Guruji said, no problem, continue till tomorrow morning because this is very crucial. Am I going too fast?
No.
Because I thought I had to finish and so I was... So just... it is heavy because we are plodding it through, isn't it?
Even faster is working. Even faster is working yesterday. Aditya.
Who's Aditya?
You can go even faster yesterday.
Oh, no. Oh, Aditya say. Yeah. I thought he's referring to Aditya. I said, what is this Aditya concept? I didn't get. Yes. Okay, this is gone. This Aditya power source is gone. There was a smaller, pin. Who got the thing? Satish. Satish, there was a smaller grey coloured pin that is better than using my big one. This power is gone. You know, there's a small grey coloured pin, get that. Yeah, the power. Power is gone.
It's on power?
Yeah. Ready? Jaya Bhava. Okay? Jaya, 7 hours. I don't know much about this bhava. You see me doing it very quickly. I can tell you.
I think you know a lot about
this. No, I don't, because you know, I forget in 11th house it came to action. So I'm very happy. We're not talking about 6,000, 8,000. Well, even in Germany, I don't want to do the more debt like things. Our debt topics I handle. Second kid. All my colleagues say, no. Yes, I'm very happy with one. Oh, this one. So, Jaya Bhava. Jaya Madhyava Prayanam.
Jaya Madhyava Prayanam.
Cha Vanichyam.
Cha Vanichyam.
Nashta Vikshanam.
Nashta Vikshanam.
Okay. Jaya means spouse. That is a word that we use in Sanskrit for spouse. But he's given us a little explanation as to meaning also of the word Jaya. That is comes from the word Jaya, which means when you win over your Shatrughnas and enemies in the sixth house. And the seventh house is a Maraka to the sixth house. So remember what I told you, that the seventh house is the second Maraka Bhava. Second house is one Maraka Bhava. The seventh house is another Maraka Bhava. So one fundamental principle is, you all have done the lokas, right? You enter through the lagna and sunset houses in the seventh house. You exit through that. That is the point, though 12th house is a point of exit, but it's a between the 1-7, that is the house from where you go also. It is Marana Bhava because of that. Here he is saying it is Marana Bhava also because it is Maraka to the sixth house. It is the Rudra Bhava of the sixth house, right? So if you've conquered all your Shadripus and your 5 M's and enemies, etc., that means that's the time you are ready to go. Life or samsara is filled with our families, our enemies, our sins and everything. Moment all those things are over, we are ready to go. So in that sense also, that you have won over, victory is Jaya. Jaya over the seventh house, sixth house, and that means it's Jaya. That means that's why Jaya Bhava is also Maraka Bhava. Okay? Advan. Advan is a journey. Alright? A journey which is measured in time. And because it's a journey measured in time, the seventh house is Tula Rashi, right? In the Kalpurusha. So is that a Vayu Rashi. It is a Vayu Rashi, right? What does Vayu promote? Vayu promotes, like for example, when we did the fourth house, we said the fourth house is Jala Rashi. It's all Chandra and Shukra's domain. All the thing. So this is Vayu Rashi. Vayu is what?
Separation,
movement. It is movement. Alright. It is huge movement. Shani gets Dipala over here.
Yes.
Rahu gets Dipala over here. Okay? Shani also gets exalted over here, not only Dipala. So it is a house of journey. It is a house of journey. Third house is also house of journey, but short travels. But seventh house is house of normal journey. We always see seventh house for journey. Because it is also Marika Bhava. Journey can also mean ultimate journey. Okay? Prayana is death. So prayana is not referring to journey. But if it is talking about journey, then the journey is talking about other things also. It is also talking about prayana. We come into the second thing. Maranam. Maranam. Hello.
Yes.
Maranam. Cha. Swadehasya.
Swadehasya.
Jaya bhava nirikshaye.
Jaya bhava nirikshaye.
So it is talking about prayana also. Prayana's death. Prayana's death. It is talking about both journeys. It is talking about prayana, which is death. And it's talking about adhyayan, which is movement and natural journey. Like your travels. In a travel muhurta, we don't want a malefic in the seventh house. Alright? No malefic should be in the seventh house because the journey may be that much uncomfortable. Okay? So journey and death. Third house is short journey and also death. Alright? Then it is talking about vanichya. Vanichya means business or trade. That is other very important concept of the seventh house. So seventh house is talking about the spouse. Why is it talking about the spouse? Because seventh house is the doorway to the first. This is the most important concept you must learn. Seventh house is called the dwara. Dwara means door. Why is it the door? Because it is through the dwara that you are interacting with other people. So it includes all relationships. Not just wife. All. I mean, the relationship is for one night or for one lifetime or anything in between. It is seventh house. That is why the Arura Pada of the seventh house, which is Dara Pada we see any relationship. And Upapada is only pure marriage. Okay? It means any. Our interaction with the society and the world also. That is why in business there is an interaction. When you are trading, there is an interaction. Right? So business and trade is also seen from seventh house. Very important concept. Even in the Retail chart, even in the Rashi chart. Planets in the seventh house will show partners you may have for your business. Okay? It is the dwara. It is through this dwara that I am interacting with the world. Now in the lokas that you did, do you remember what house was seventh house? What loka? It is bhuloka. So I am born through the lagna. Then the bhuloka is the earthly plane. Is this material universe. I am interacting with everybody in this material universe through the door in my seventh house. Through that door I am interacting. So trade, business, relationships, meeting people, spouses, girlfriends, wives, everything. Karaka for that is Shukra, because Shukra's other karaka is the donation of sperm. That part comes over here. Okay? So trade and journey also, because it is Vayu. And it is a Marga Bhava. So this house doesn't have that many difficulties. The other point over here which is very important, Nashta Vikshanam. See, in the top line, it is written, Vanijyam Nashta Vikshanam. What does Nashta Vikshana means? Nashta Vikshana means blindness or loss of sight. You can also often get blind in this house. You can lose your sight of what to do. Because here Agni gets a bit destroyed. It is a realm of Vayu. It is a Vayu Rashi. It is where Saturn is exalted. It is where Saturn gets Digbala. Rahu gets Digbala. Place of movement. Very strong Vayu is over here. What happens when there is a strong wind? The strong wind, the fire gets extinguished. The sun sets in this house. The sun gets debilitated in this sign. It is not a place for Agni. At the most, Jala can come in because Shukra is over there. Okay, so there is loss of sight. So what happens, loss of sight, if the deeper meaning is, you may lose sight of many maybe ethical values and a lot of things because of Shukra's domain. You may not be really seeing things. You may be doing whatever that you want. The ojas may be very high. We don't consider Moon or Venus over here very good placement. Venus is still okay. Moon over here is not good. Because then the ojas goes out of bound. Too much sexuality. Too much jala. We don't want that. And that aggravated by the movement of Vayu. That is a bhogi kind of bhogi. It is the house of where you meet the spouse. You see, you meet the spouse and then now you apply the Nishtagraha principle. You are meeting the spouse in the seventh house because it's the doorway. You are meeting the other. And whether this meeting is getting transformed into an engagement, you are seeing from the ninth house of it. Because the ninth house from the seventh is the dharma. So when I meet my spouse, the dharma is to hold hands first. And then eventually, of course, copulation. If the hold hand is good and the attraction is strong, provided everything else is strong, there will be an engagement. And the 10th house from that will show the 12th, which is the fulfillment of marriage. The 11th house from that will show its fruits, labha, which are children, which is the 5th house. The 11th house from the 7th is the 5th house, the labha bhava. The labha is the fruits. That is kids. Alright.
Breaking journey also is to the seventh house.
Making journeys
breaking
into,
journey.
Huh? Breaking journey, no. Seventh house is all about movement and journey. Not breaking journey. No. Huh? It is not breaking journey. See, when anybody is teaching you, I am asking what is the Shastra they are quoting. Is it their own interpretation or the Shastra they are doing? The Shastras, there are 3 or 4 Rishis who have done the Shastras. You have to follow those Shastras. You can say, okay, this is over here, but maybe, Kalya. Even Varahamihira is a much more astrologer of a much more later time. But we can still consider. But what is happening, many of you are reading books of astrology written by the last 50 years. They are putting in their own interpretation. Even V.V. Raman, who is a very great astrologer, has put in his own interpretation and overlooked many things. So people now, what has happened in India, they don't read the sources anymore. They don't read the Shastra anymore. They are reading from other commentators, one commentator to the other. You are here because you are reading the Shastra. That is the reason why you are here. Definitely it is not breaking of journey because 7th house is too full of Vayu. It is a very much a Vayu Sthana. It is all about travel and movement. It is not about breaking journey at all. Not at all. No way. He's explained a little bit about the loss of blindness over here because it's a deeper concept. That it is the 6th from the 2nd house which rules eyes. And the 6th house is disease. So the diseases of the eyes would be blindness. Did you get it? Particularly loss of sight. Kushana lost his teeth and Bhava had his eyes gouged out by Veerabhadra and Shiva's ghost, etc. Nada, here you come. Nada version of BPHS reads this as Ritavikshana. The word we have in this version of BPHS is Nashtavikshana. Vikshana means to see. Vikshana is to examine, to see. Nashta means that which is got spoiled. So here we have this note that another version of BPHS is saying Rita Vichana instead of Nashta. Rita means vanished from sight. This interpretation is correct as the 7th house refers to the setting sun which vanishes from the sight. refers to people or things lost forever. So seventh lord in Lagna indicates will get back lost item or person. Affliction to sight is due to excessive loss of vitality. You have understood why it is loss of vitality. Right? You have understood, you know, you are looking blank. Have you understood why Surya is debilitated over there? Why is it Asta? Why does it? Circular motion of the sun, it is Asta. But it is debilitated in that Venus's house. Surya is all about spiritual power, and though Surya does contribute to childbirth by giving the soul, Surya is not comfortable in Venus's domain at all. Venus is all about sexuality. That is why always the Surya-Venus combination or the Surya-Venus association, Venus can get pretty badly combusted by Surya. We take into consideration Shukra's combustion very highly. The Jala of Shukra, as a Graha it is Jala Tattva, right? Although the Rashi Tula is a Vayu Rashi. As a Jala it is a Jala Tattva. That is why you are having attraction and meeting sexuality over there. That Jala gets completely burned by sun, depending on the closeness of the degree. Sun, the fire completely burns away the thing. It is a soft spiritual energy. It cannot deal with the water of Venus. It completely dries it up. That's why it goes for debilitation in the sign of Tula. In Venus's sign, Surya has to go. Surya and Venus are very opposing nature. That is why it's getting debilitated over there. The moon over there is a Jala Graha. Moon can go ballistic if it is over there. Navamsha house, moon in seventh house, is a bad combination. Ojas, too much of vitality, too much of ojas, too much of sexuality. So they are saying this loss of sight. Sight is to do with what? It is to do with Agni. Right? So the loss of sight, which is to do with Agni, Agni is getting destroyed over here. Now recall what we studied earlier. Tula Rashi has Agni Dosha. Everything fits in, matches. You will be able to understand. Tula Rashi has Agni Dosha over here. Agni is the sight. To see, the power to see is given by Agni. Here, there is no Agni. That is why, because of this reason, it has the potentiality of causing a blindness or loss of sight.
Excess wind is trying to blow away the
excess
fire.
Wind is blowing away the fire, and also Surya is debilitated over there. Tula Rashi naturally has Agni Dosha of Surya, so Agni Dosha is over there. So, what actually the notes are telling us, did you understand? The notes are saying it is not because it is the sixth or the second. It is not because of that. It is because of the other meaning that it has vanished from sight because of this Agni Dosha concept. Sixth house can say, yes, it is a disease of the eyes, but the real reason is this. Are you understanding? I know this. It is hard. It is being hard for you. Perhaps because these concepts are new. These are advanced concepts. I can go as advanced as necessary into all of this. I am trying to keep it down.
Simply, you could say that excess wind blows the fire out.
Excess wind blows the fire out, and plus there is an Agni Dosha over here. Agni is not comfortable. Surya is not comfortable here. This is a point of sunset when the sun vanishes. So there is no Agni over here. That is why Tula Rashi we did has Agni Dosha. There is inherent Agni Dosha over here. So you can see how all that is fitting in, and Agni is to do with sight. That is why the vanishing from the sight is because of that lack of fire. And the wind is also not helping. Wind is aggravating. Wind is aggravating also. Okay. But we are saying if you have this combination, then the seventh lord is in Lagna. Remember, Lagna is the sign of or is the place of Surya. Right? So if the seventh lord has gone to Lagna, it is regaining some of it is light and fire back because it has gone to Surya's place, the Lagna. That is why you will recover the lost person or lost item. Have you understood this?
So the light falls on the item.
Both of them have this lost.
Yeah, you have this combination. Rajesh, seventh lord in Larna.
I haven't lost actually any item, but sure.
No. If you have with this combination, there is a, it doesn't mean that everybody in the seventh lord in Larna has lost a person or lost everything. What we are saying, trying to understand what it means. Meaning that anybody who has lost an item or a person and they have this combination, then you can think that there is a chance that the person will get it back. That's what it means. It doesn't mean, oh, I have this, but I haven't lost anybody. You people are talking a little bit childishly all the time. That is childish Jyotish. This is this, but I don't have it. This is over here, that is not there. This is this in my child, why am I not getting it?
It can be useful in Prashna also. Somebody comes and says,
of course, it's useful in Prashna. Yes, 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 it is.
What is the importance of this? Like, Nishan lost his deed.
Bhagat is why he's forged up. Yeah. So you can get association of Adityas. You can get a little bit more idea as to why Nisha lost his thing. Read about Nisha Aditya, who was associated with the seventh house. That will give you the name.
If the leader is in sixth,
yeah.
Seventh lord is in the Lagna.
Yeah.
Then one is Venus in the sixth is Marukava, but still you know marriage will not break, can you
No, no, it is not that. You are doing it in a very simple way. It means that anything you have lost will come back. Seventh has to do with a lot of things. Seventh lord in Lagna is the spouse will sit on your head.
He confirmed
it. He also confirmed it to me the other day. Seventh lord is her spouse will sit on your head. If Lagna lord is in the seventh house, you are forever a slave to your... It's very good for a woman.
My wife has Lagna lord in seventh,
yes.
And I have seventh lord.
Oh. That should be perfect.
Yeah, weird. Yeah,
like,
yeah, name is recommended for the seventh lord.
No, it's like we are completely inseparable. Unless we have to go away for the work, whatever. But every other moment, we are in the same room together.
Yes, you have your
testimony. Whether we like it or not.
You also have that?
You make that view.
Lagna lord in seventh is a very nice combination of like you will be always with a spouse, always, and it can be have very beautiful meaning. Your mind and heart and everything is to do with the seventh house. The marriage, even though you are not even married, it's a marriage for so many years and not together. This marriage, you are for your Hawaii. Everything is marriage is everything.
Yeah,
she has gone to the seventh house. For her, it is everything. Because it is so much in focus, and you have the opposite combination. You are thinking, oh my God. You know? But for her, it is everything. She has gone to you. She'll actually do anything for you, Justin.
It's true.
In her love, of course, if she has Lagna lord in the seventh house, Justin's chart, she will go, she has left her home. Her house, Mane, I'm talking in allegorical sense. She is with him. She will do everything for him. Her world is with him. Her ghee, her paka, everything operates around him. Now, he may find it too much because his seventh lord is in Lagna. That's the second
one. No, she finds it too much.
Also,
she wishes she had someone, but she can't help it.
She is there. That's a manufacturing temporary. Manufacturing defect for them. But it can be very beautiful also in a case. People who are very devoted to their spouses. But that is her whole focus of life, is the seventh house. Very huge whole focus of life. But what we are saying in this case is, apart from Prashna, even if it is in your Rashi chart, it means if such a situation happens, you will get that person or thing back. That combination you have, and you can capitalize on it and push it. Okay? That is what it is meaning. And here is what I told you, that affliction is due to excessive loss of vitality. So you see, this one house, for all houses and for all grahas, it gives mixed results. It is a maranasthana. The seventh lord is Marrakesh. At the same time, seventh lord is your mate. Same time, seventh lord is your business partner. Same time, that house you see for travels. Get the issue. So you will have to make a judgment what you are seeing for that. That's what it's all about. Okay, so here's a chart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. very interesting. It's a chart of a spiritual person who is considered to be an avatar, Amsha avatar of Krishna. He is the person who has given the Hare Krishna Mahamantra to the world, the 16 Akshara Mahamantra, which all of you do. So now, it is very beautiful. What do you see? You have the Lagna Lord in the 7th house. Can you see it? The Lagna Lord is in the 7th house with the 7th Lord. Lagnesha Surya in the 7th house with Rahu, forming an eclipse yoga. Moon is in eclipse in Lagna and there is a full moon. Because for avatars, Amsha avatars, you need a full moon. Remember, it's a Purnima and a full moon. Alright. And see the Guru in the 5th house. And see the Shukra in the 9th house. Very nice, right? There is an exalted Mars also. You don't need to look at it. What does it say? Lagnesha's sun in 7th house, vanishing from sight. The sight vanishes. If the Lagnesha himself is in the 7th house, the sight has vanished. I mean, it's vanishing from sight. And it is with the 7th Lord, placed in Mula Trikona. Alright. Exact lunar eclipse. So we have learned that later we learn that we examine death in the 3rd house from Aruna Lagna. So his Aruna Lagna is where? Can somebody tell me? 5th house. 10th house.
10th house.
10th house. 10th house. 10th
house. 10th house. 10th house.
Taurus. In the 10th house.
Yeah, in the Taurus.
Yes, it is in the 10th, exactly. And the 3rd from that will show circumstances of death in Cancer, right? And the Cancer, it is said, is having the Rashi Drishti of Rahu and Saturn. And it is said, the story goes, that he vanished into the ideal of Jagannath in Puri. That he seemed to, this is a common story everybody has, that he just walked into the ideal, he vanished as a blue light, merged in. This is now a very high level of application. Of when you do advanced Jyotish, when we do Gemini, it is these things only we do. This is the high level of Jyotish. This is the high level of vanishing that we are talking about. Low level of vanishing is vanishing eyesight. You having eye disease and going to the ophthalmologist. Alright? To give you an idea, this is the death. Now, we come to a very important house. It is the 8th house and it is called Rantra Bhava. Okay? Ayu. Ranam.
Ranam.
Ripum.
Ripum.
Chapi Durgam.
Chapi Durgam.
Mrita Dhanam Tatha. So Ayu is longevity. Again we are talking longevity and not death. Because longevity is, Karaka for longevity is Saturn. And the Karaka for death is
Mars.
Mars. Mars is Mrityu. He is the son. Mrityu is the son of Mars actually. When you do the upadras. Mars is death. Saturn can give long life. That is why his karaka of 6th, 8th and 12th. That is why Saturn in the 6th house, giving a 3rd drishti to the 8th house is called Amrita Drishti. Person will live for a very long time. Saturn in 8th house also person will live for a very long time. So Ayu is longevity. Rana is battles. Alright. But he's saying it should not be Rana, it actually should be Rina. Because you don't see battles from 8th house. Battles are seen from 6th house and maybe a little 3rd house. But 8th house you don't see Rana is Rina, your debts. Debts, loans, everything. Alright. Ripu is again the Shadripus. 6th and 8th house Shadripus coming. The Durga is the fort. I will talk a little bit in depth of all this once we go through the words. Durga is the fort. Just remember that. Mrita Dhanam. Mrita Dhanam means inheritance, insurance, etc. Gatanyu Kadika Sarva Pasheda Randradi Vakshanam. Meaning, knowledge of the past and future life. Gata Anukadi. That time, that as Gata means past. You know this word in Bengali, you use Gatanugati. That which has passed. That you are able to see, to have the knowledge of past and present life. Now, this house we have to go a little bit in depth. It's very important house. This house is ruled by what? Scorpio. Right? Scorpio is the wealth out there. It is ruled by Mangal and Ketu. The Mangal part is the one which will give you the death and all those things. Ketu. Okay?
Yeah.
Ketu is the one which is actually is like a rope, because it is Moksha Kalpa. It is like a rope, it is the umbilicus, which is connecting your this birth to your past birth. You are connected through your 8th house with your past birth, and the umbilicus is in the 8th house. Have you understood that? It is a very important house because of that. House of rebirth, the umbilicus. Okay, that is why a lot of, when we say disease, a lot of internal disease, not external disease as in 6th house, internal disease, hereditary disease, alright, sufferings are all seen from the 8th house. Now the 8th house, because it's ruled by Mangal, will cause breakage of marriage. That is why 8th house is called Mangalya Sthana. 8th house is called Mangalya Sthana because it is Maraka Bhava to the 7th house. And 8th house single-handedly has the capacity to break the marriage. That is why in respect of Mars, we want it to be Mangalya. That is why in India we have the custom of having the color red associated with symbols of marriage. Whether it is over here that we wear, or in a red sari that we wear, or even if you are wearing a white sari, it has to have a red border. The mark of red has to be there because Mangalya Sthana is 8th house. You know that? Alright, Mangalya Sthana. So Mangal has the capacity to break marriage. So 8th house is a breaker of marriage. Whether your marriage will sustain or not, and how good or bad your marriage will be, all is determined by 8th house. I took a whole Vyasa class of this, entirely on the 8th house. And its capacity is Mangalya Sthana. Okay, so that is a very important role of the Mangala. Then the concept of the fort, the Mangal is, you know, the whole notion of the Durga. You know, the fort in Sanskrit is called a Durga. And the Durga is one who is the deity of the Durga. In India, many of the ancient forts and castles, the presiding deity has always been Durga or Chamunda. If you go to any of the royal family of Rajasthan, even in Mysore, wherever, the deities are all Chamunda, Chandi, Durga, all these people. Royal families worship Durga in her forms and lines because she is the protector of the fort. She is the protector. So the 8th house is protecting, because Scorpio, as Mars as ruler as Scorpio, is the protector. In when you go learn more advanced concept, you will learn that it is a 5th house from the 4th house. From any place which is 5th house, it gives shelter. It is called an ashraya. There's a concept of chaturashra. That Mars aspects the 4th and the 10th, it is a concept of ashraya. I'm just introducing this concept to you. Because of the concept of ashraya, and Mars can give drishti on this house, Mars has the potential or the power to make this house auspicious. That which is auspicious is Mangal. That is why always Mars has to be auspicious. Moment Mars has become inauspicious, Mars is not Mangal anymore. The color red is Mangal, associated with Mangal. That is the deeper meaning. You understand? He is called Mangal because he is the auspicious one. And when he ceases to be Mangal, ceases to be a Mangal in your chart, it is havoc in your life. And one of the havocs we see is in the 8th house as a protection of the marriage. Mangalya Sthana, especially for women, very important, because traditionally we would see whether a woman's married husband is alive or not. If the woman gets caught widowed, her life would end, and it would be seen like that. That is why Mangalya Sthana is seen for that. That is why the sindoor is put on the head, and that is why the red sari is done, all in order of Mangal, color red. Yes, to keep the planet. Yes, we want to obey. We definitely want him okay. With his blessing, my marriage will be fine.
Red bangle also.
Red sari traditionally. or lehenga or whatever, red cloth we wear during our weddings is because of that. Okay, so this part Mangal is doing, whereas Ketu as Moksha Karaka is connecting the umbilicus. So you are reborn through that umbilicus. It's the point. 8,000 is the point when you are reborn and you have entered into this horoscope. That is why the 8,000 is so sensitive. Hence it is the house of transformation also. Because you are born over here. It is a house of transformation. So when a person takes sannyasa, that is renunciation, 8th house becomes the house to see. Because that is a complete transformation. They are actually dying. When you take sannyas, you are supposed to perform your own last rites. You perform your own last rites. You don't have a gotra, you don't have a kula, you don't have father, mother, anybody. You have a new name also. Total transformation. It is an 8th house transformation. Energy of Yama. 6th house is energy of Brahma, because you are also born there. This is Yama energy, pure. Although Yama is over there showing you suffering, but the real suffering is over here. That is why Shadriku is also mentioned over here. Because we are reborn because of our sins. So there is that connection between the 6th and 8th house. Connection between Saturn. Because of your repose, because of your sins, you are reborn. And the transformation that is taking place. House of rebirth. Hence, occult studies. Knowledge of the past life. Because that is umbilicus, right? You can have knowledge of the past life. You can have knowledge of the other world. You can have knowledge of things beyond this world. That is the occult. Or the secret study, Scorpio, the hidden. That we cannot see. Get the point? That which we cannot see. Ketu is natural ruler over there, and as a Scorpio, hidden knowledge, magic, anything, any kind of occult studies will get you over there. If you are good at it, we will bless you with the power to see the past and present. That is what really occult studies does. Because he is in that junction of past and present, causing you to rebirth. Rangra Bhava, the real name. Very delicate house. Very, very delicate house. Too much of suffering, that's why. 8th house, 8th lord in Lagna, Lagna lord in 8th house, too much of suffering. That is why 7th lord with 8th lord, or 7th lord in 8th house, 8th lord in 7th. Destruction of first relationship and marriages, deaths or divorces. It is very delicate. Are you getting the point? That is why we don't want Shukra over there. Because what is Shukra doing over there in the house where marriage ends? That is the house of sannyasa. So we say sadhu yoga. It doesn't mean that a person won't get married. It means a person either will not want to get married. And if there are strong marriage yogas, despite him not wanting to get married and wanting to renounce, he will be forced to get married. Or if there is a marriage, there will be issues. Venus is not desirable in the 8th house at all. But why we call it sadhu yoga is because of this. The house where the marriage is broken, the karaka for marriage is gone there. This is the house for sannyasa. It is our house also. Because we are also tapping into the other world. We are tapping into the other world. We are seeing the past and the present and perhaps the future also. Which this umbilicus of faith is helping us. Yes. Yes.
We can understand from the moksha perspective. Hmm. Why fourth is the moksha?
Hridaya. It's the heart. It is the heart. That is your Ishta Sthana. The Ishta Devata really sits in the fourth house. We want benefic planets in the fourth house. Do you know why malefic planets down here are very bad in the fourth house? It is the heart. The real heart is the Hridaya. Where the Ishta is. That is the heart lotus. The Hridaya Padma. Trines to that is this. You take sannyasa, trying to up from that is a 12th house Paramam Padam of Vishnu. Where you will exit to the Paramam Padam of Vishnu. That is why Dwadashakshari mantras, very important. Avatara mantras, you will always come 12 akshara, you will learn that. That is why.
Trying to understand that.
Yeah, just let me finish with his point and then we continue. Are you getting what I mean? The whole trine is the moksha trikona. Ishta Devatas over there, we need the fourth house to be clean. We do not want malefics over there. I think one day I mentioned that when you do, those of you who have done meditation, and if you have tried to do any meditation on your chakra, you will see that meditating on the Hridaya is the most difficult. Meditating in Ajna Chakra is very easy. Meditating here, your Ishta Devata is here. You meditate on the Ishta Devata right here. Very difficult. Very difficult. It is the heart lotus. The real thing, the Jagannath sits over there.
So what if Mars is important to people and Mars is Lord of it?
Huh, the eighth Lord has gone to the fourth. Mars by itself is a malefic planet. Not good. I don't want a malefic planet over there. Malefic planet in 12th house is not good. It is also Sukhasthana, no? So when I say it is disturbing of Sukha or your happiness, remember I told you the D16 chart that what is the real happiness is the ultimate bliss. So it is disturbing both Sukhas. Ihaloka Sukha and Paraloka Sukha. Ihaloka Sukha is given by Venus, your cars, your AC, your all your comfort zone, my perfumes, my makeup, everything. That is my Ihaloka Sukha. Right? That will go, malefic planet will destroy that also. Or make you do malefic activities to get it. Paraloka Sukha, the ultimate when you do D16 chart. The higher up pay, that is the ultimate bliss because it is the Hridaya Bandha. So there are layers in which you study the houses. This is what I am trying to show to you. What are the levels you are studying the houses? What are really these houses? What is this level understanding? And then what is this level understanding? What is that level understanding? This will come not at one go. We are doing it for 10-15 years and so now it has become internalized for us. It doesn't come in one go. You think that this is the most easy thing, Rashi signification and Bhava signification? No, it is not. It is as you study, as you study, as you see charts, it will grow on you and it will get internalized and you will get the real meaning of it. This is to introduce you and show you that this is how it is. Eighth Lord, Mangal in 4000 sent us back. As 8th Lord in 4th house, it is good in terms of inheritance maybe. You can inherit property. Mangal rules property. So you can inherit property. I would say that straight away. Very good for a material thing. But it will cause suffering. It will, Sukhasthana, it will flutter. Yeah. No, here the Lord, here the planets over there will damage. Not the Lord being a malefic Lord as a planet. Planet is what will cheer damage. And interestingly, when you do Navamsha, you will learn that the fourth house of the Navamsha is seen for death. It's very dangerous. It's called the Kharabhava. 64, Navamsha and Dreshkana. 22nd Dreshkana. And the 64th Navamsha maps into the 4th house of the Navamsha chart. And that is called Kharabhava, evils. You see your death also from there. When you have Dasha and the Dasha planets in the 4th house, if they are malefic, they will go to give you trouble. Likely to give you trouble. 4th house because of this. It will come slowly. Ketu in the 12th will be very good for moksha, but will completely disturb marriage. After 3 years, remember? After 3 years, Ketu may try to disturb the marriage. So, Rantra Bhava is a very, very important house. Tell me the time, please.
The time is 25 past 5.
Okay. I think I want to end with the 9th house. Don't want to end with the 8th house, yes. Somehow. We'll end with the 9th house and then we'll do 10, 11, 12 tomorrow morning. So, the 11th house, we have told you so much about. Now, Dharma Bhava. Very nice. Very nice, isn't it? So we will end on this very nice happy note. What does Parashara say first? Bhagyam.
Bhagyam.
Your destiny, your fortune, both. Alright. Shyanam.
Shyanam.
Wife's brother. We will come to that one. Cha dharmam.
Cha dharmam.
Dharma, you know. Cha ratri patnyadikastha. ओके तीर्थयात्रादिकम्
तीर्थयात्रादिकम्
सर्वं धर्मस्थानानिरीक्षये
सर्वं धर्मस्थानानिरीक्षये
ओके एट अ इमीडिएट लेवल द नाइन्थ हाउस इज अ हाउस ऑफ फॉर्च्यून भाग्येशम वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट कंट्रोलर ऑफ योर फॉर्च्यून्स एंड डेस्टिनी Whatever happens in your chart, if Bhagyesha is badly placed, you are gone. Remember this. That is why we always say, stone, when you want to wear a gemstone, Lagnesha or Bhagyesha is what we advise. I am wearing the stone of my Lagnesha. I don't need to wear it. But because it's Lagnesha, I am wearing it. Okay? Stone of the Lagnesha. Stone of the Bhagyesha. If Lagnesha is not suitable, doesn't suit your chart, Bhagyesha, because he's controlling your destiny. Now, why is he controlling your destiny? Remember that bit we are constantly saying that it is a Gandhanta point. It is a past life, right? It is a father. Father is representing the past life. It is one Gandhanta point from the ninth house. It is controlling destiny. Because it's the controller of destiny, you must, the ninth house is a very, very important house. Fortune. Okay. It is also the important things I will say, all the relatives I'll come later. It is a house of dharma. By dharma, what we mean? By whatever ethics you are following. Here it is not religious dharma. This would interest Justin. It is not religious dharma. It is your dharma means your ethics and righteousness that you have. That is why the natural ruler of this house is Jupiter. Karaka of this bhava is also Jupiter. Dhanu. Alright, the righteous one who can go and fight for dharma. The battlefield, the Kurukshetra can go and fight for dharma. The righteous person, the ethics, the code of conduct, including coded religion. Everything comes from ninth house. Your temple, your mosque, your church, actual, the place of religion also comes from that. Your guru. Because it's the house of father, because he is the point of past life, the father is over there. So anybody who is like father, your guru is like a father. So guru is also seen from here. Your teacher is actually like a father. So your teacher is also seen from here. And your boss, who's supposed to be like a father, he may not be, but the boss is also seen from here. Your male superiors, father-like figures. Father, guru, teacher, boss is seen from this house. Okay. Now, when we talk about Guru Diksha and we talk about Guru, we see this house also. Because remember the third house is the seventh from here. That is why the Guru's desire is to give you the Guru Upadesha. The eighth house becomes the feet of the Guru. So what happens, all the ring or the debts that you have in life, what are the debts? Debts are not only what you have borrowed from the bank as a loan. You may borrow a car loan, a house loan, a personal loan. These are debts also we see from them. But beyond those loans, what is the greater loan? What is the greater debt that we have? Yeah, yeah, Guru, there is something called Pancharina, alright? There is something called Pancharina. The five rinas. It's a very, very important concept. I don't want to go into that over here. The five rinas show that we have rina to the rishis. We have rina even to this earth for sustaining us. We have rina to the rishis if we don't perform our rites and rituals. We have a pitri rina. Rina to the ancestors. Like this, there are five kind of rinas. These rinas are represented by the five planets. I spoke about it in London, in Baba, last year in my Guru Kripa. But I actually talked about ninth house and then I talked about the rina. Alright? So, not just rina of you taking loans are seen from here, but our rina from past birth that you are incurring. That is what you are suffering over here. And it is said, since it's the 12th house from the 9, it is a feet of the Guru. Because the Guru is in the 9th house. So if we are worshipping the feet of the Guru, and the more we worship the feet of the Guru, meaning a spiritual Guru we are talking about. I'm not talking about a maths teacher or Jyotish teacher or anybody. Your spiritual guru, if you have a spiritual guru, then as you are worshipping his feet, Guru Paduka, what is called, your rinnas are getting washed away. They say that the moment you are initiated by the guru, a spiritual initiation, and the guru has immediately taken one third of your sins away. Without your knowing, the guru has immediately taken the one third of your sins away. That is the power of the guru mantra. The rinnas are washed away. And the more you worship his feet, the rinna, which is the 12th house, your rinnas from past life, these pancha rinnas, as I said, I'm not getting into it, but Justin, if you get Baba lectures of 2014, I spoke in depth about the 9th house and this, the papers called Guru Kripa, it was all about this. See the connections. So there is a huge depth to the 9th house in this way. The more your sins are going away, more my bhagya is opening. Whatever suffering I'm having over here, whatever afflicted planets I have in my chart, there's a lot of them are showing afflictions because of my sins of past life, rinners from past life. I want to do that away. I do that away through fasting. I do that away through mantras. I do that away through charities. All right, different ways we appease the girls. And if you take a guru diksha, there by itself the guru will, that is, as I said, a spiritual diksha, by itself he takes one third of your sins away. That is why it is said you have to worship the Guru Paduka, which is the 12th house from the 9th. It is so very, very important. Controlling house. Alright? And your dharma. What is your dharma? Your dharma is, by your dharma, I'm not meaning that you are a Catholic and you are a Muslim and I'm a Hindu. Not just organizing. I'm talking about your dharma, your righteousness, your code of conduct, how you are, your ethics, everything is linked from that. Get the point? Now, if we come to, okay, it is also showing Tirtha Yatra, the short journeys of pilgrimages, because it is third from the 7th. So, journeys which are related to spiritual matters, which are pilgrimages, are seen from here. Now, Siala. Now, we come to the interesting point. Siala is wife's brother. Why do we see the wife's brother from here? Because it's the third from the 7th. Because it is the third house from the 7th, I see my wife's brother from here. And because it is the 7th house from the 3rd, I see my brother's wife from here. Did you get it? Ratri Patna. Ratri Patni means brother's wife. Wife's brother and brother's wife. This is also he is telling you how to see each house from each house. He is giving you the code to do that. Yes, Vikas.
From here we will see elder or elder's wife.
It is largely younger brother's wife. Third house is younger brother's wife. More if you want to be specific. But if you just want to take third house as a house of brother, you can see there are planets over there and they determine you can see it and see whether it's applying or not. Check it out and see. Check it out and see. You must apply to your charts and see whether it is showing that or whether it is specifically showing younger brother's wife. Definitely younger brother's wife, there is no doubt. But whether it is also showing elder brother's wife, I don't think elder brother's wife would be seen from the fifth house.
So same rule applicable, like wife has elder brother, so it will be seen in the 11th house.
Wife's elder brother's is 11th house? Yes. Exactly. Elder brother's wife will be seen from the 5th house. And younger brother's wife will be seen from the 9th house. Okay, these are not the only places to see, but this is where you see it. So what we do, we end with the 9th house here, then we do 10th, 11th, 12th house tomorrow morning, which we should finish, hopefully in a couple of hours. Okay?